to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, that esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
It's good to have you back, Richard. And we have a special guest with us today. He's been with us many, many times before, and we always look forward to his appearances on the Wilner Window. And that is Jack Chalom. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack.
Good afternoon. It's great to be back on the show.
Oh, always good to have you. And Jack is known as the Nutrition Reporter, and he has a website, nutritionreporter.com. He has an excellent newsletter that if you folks go to that website, you'll be able to subscribe, and it'll give you lots of good nutritional information every month. And Jack is here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company, as he is on all his appearances on the Wilner Window. And you know, Jack, I was at the expo in Baltimore last week, and I saw some nice new products that Solgar has, and one that definitely caught my eye was a liquid melatonin. A 10 milligram liquid melatonin. I found that very interesting. And also melatonin 10 milligram tablets, because I really hadn't seen the melatonin offered in that dosage. So I found that to be interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, the liquid is interesting because you can actually titrate or adjust the dose. You know, 0.5 milliliters will give you 5 milligrams, 1 milliliter, and this is easily measured out in the product, will give you 10 milligrams. And sometimes these higher amounts are really helpful to people with sleep issues and even sleep apnea. And I've got a little story about sleep apnea, if you want to hear it.
Of course we want to hear it.
I want to hear it because I got a whole bunch of patients with sleep apnea that can't tolerate their CPAP machine.
Okay. Well, a few years back, one of my cousins up in Canada was having serious sleep apnea issues. And he doesn't really understand a lot about nutrition or supplements, but I guess he had heard from someone about melatonin helping with sleep apnea. So he started taking 9 milligrams a day, or actually right before bed, which is, you know, almost this 10 milligram dose.
Mm-hmm.
And his sleep apnea improved rapidly. When he went back to the sleep clinic, the doctor looked at the change in his numbers and just said, you know, the doctor called him up on the phone and said, what did you do? You know, to achieve this kind of difference, you need to drop 50 pounds. And my cousin said, well, I didn't drop 50 pounds. I started taking melatonin. Canada being Canada, melatonin is not sold there. And his doctor freaked out, but my cousin did very, very well. And, you know, he was not overweight to begin with. And so, you know, this larger amount of melatonin is certainly worth a try.
Okay.
And it's important to try to get patients to lose some weight, but as an interim way of helping people, this is certainly very, very good.
Okay, let's just take a step back and let's just talk for a moment for those folks who aren't familiar with it. Why melatonin at all? Why use melatonin at all?
Melatonin is our sleep hormone. And in a normal, quote-unquote, normal, healthy person, our melatonin levels start to increase late afternoon, evening, and then they basically help us go to sleep. And toward daybreak, melatonin levels start to decrease, just as a natural way of counteracting their sleep-inducing effect. And there have been a lot of clinical trials using melatonin in sleep disorders, and it works pretty well. I mean, I would typically add some other things to the picture, you know, like vitamin D in the morning, maybe some tryptophan or 5-HTP late afternoon or evening. And actually, melatonin, there's an interesting biochemical sequence here in that we use tryptophan or 5-HTP to make serotonin, and the body converts some serotonin to melatonin, which explains the sleep-inducing effect of tryptophan or 5-HTP.
I have a question here. As you say, that the melatonin level starts to go down, I don't know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and yet the melatonins that we take at nighttime are usually the short-acting or the regular ones as opposed to the slow release. And I would think theoretically you would want a slow release, is particularly if these people are having trouble not so much falling asleep but staying asleep, waking up early, which is very common. What's your experience with using the regular release versus the slow release?
It really depends on the individual, and I think one of the things I like about the liquid melatonin is you could really adjust the dose, and you can take a smaller amount, you know, maybe half the amount early evening, and the other half right before bed.
I think as far as sleep goes, there are many people whose sleep issue is due to the fact that the melatonin levels don't do what they're supposed to when they're supposed to do it. But there are also, I think, a number of people whose mind, you know, they can't put the problems of the day away when it comes time to go to sleep.
Absolutely.
You know, their mind churns over what happened during the day or what they have to face the following day. And I think people like that need a little something else, you know, something a little different than the melatonin to help them sort of calm their brains down or calm those overactive brain waves at that time of the day. And, you know, I don't know, where does theanine fit into that, Jack?
Theanine can help. Actually, the first thing that came to mind with the sort of busy mind syndrome, so to speak, is a recommendation from an herbalist, Laura Vukovic, who I respect. And she said valerian, which is really part of Solgar's kind of like sleep kit products, is very, very helpful in terms of dealing with this sort of busy mind. And in a lot of ways, we've sort of turned our biology inside out, upside down. You know, we have artificial illumination keeping us up late at night. The screen of a TV, I mean, if you try to nap in the evening in front of the TV, it's just a lot of pulses of light. And these really do affect our sleep cycle. Caffeine certainly does. And if people are consuming caffeine in the late afternoon and evening, that's going to keep them up. And basically all of these things are disruptors of our normal sleep cycle. And of course, you know, anxiety, a busy mind, worries, financial worries, certainly will keep a lot of people up at night. But, you know, I think a lot of people just have to sort of try different products out from really a menu of options.
Absolutely.
Melatonin, valerian, theanine, which is found in green tea.
How about the pharmagabba?
That is exactly what I was going to mention next. And GABA is very good, and there was a study about 5-6 years ago that found that it actually has a filtering effect, keeping out kind of like the background noise or the static in the brain. So it tends to put the brakes on a lot of these mental distractions that keep us awake.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Oh,
yeah, and even even theanine also, by the way, it converts a little bit or promotes the formation of GABA as well. That's why I brought up that theanine.
There is, Jack, as I'm sure you well know, there is now a drug that is a melatonin receptor agonist. That is, it stimulates. It's supposed to do what melatonin does. And I've never found it very useful. Has there been anybody done comparison studies between the drug form of melatonin and the real thing?
Not that I'm aware of. And I tend, as you do, tend to favor natural products. And you know, there's a drug version of GABA, but it's a little bit like GABA. I hate to use the word, but it's like GABA on steroids. I mean,
which is that?
Gabapentin.
Oh, yeah, that has tremendous side effects.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we will continue this exciting discussion. So please stay tuned. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest Jack Chalom. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
And several Jarrow products, by the way, as part of Wilner Chemists' 100-year anniversary celebration, are on sale at one-half price. Vitamin D3, methyl B12, Pomgard, resveratrol, and carnitine. Check our website, wilner.com, for the details. Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist liquid herbal supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Jack Shalom. And before we get back to our discussion, I just want to let you know that last week we mailed out the new Wilner Autumn 2011 catalog and the little sale flyer that goes with it. So watch your mailboxes, because the sale is going to start tomorrow, October 3rd. So whatever you order tomorrow, October 3rd, is going to have all those wonderful new sale prices. And hopefully you'll have the catalog in your hand, so you'll be able to see exactly what it is that we have going on. Okay, getting back to the show, talking with Jack Shalom about some of these sleep formulas that Solgar has available. And, you know, one of the formulas I was looking at, Jack, Solgar has a product called Sweetest Dream. Very interesting.
Yeah, cute name.
Yeah, which it's a combination of melatonin and theanine, 3 milligrams of melatonin and 100 milligrams of theanine in each tablet. A nice combination.
It is. And, you know, the theanine, it is a good relaxing supplement. And for someone with, you know, just kind of like a moderate level of anxiety, maybe not real serious sleep issues, you know, this might be something that's worthwhile trying. Maybe not right before bed, but late afternoon.
Yeah, the theanine theoretically should be able to settle down some of that. What did you call it? The busy mind, or
busy mind.
You know, before bed. But yeah, theanine is a supplement that could be used during the day because it's more. I like to call it. It's like an anti-caffeine. The same way that caffeine sort of helps you up, theanine mellows you out.
Yeah, you know, maybe we should explain just a little bit more about theanine. It's an amino acid. It's found in all tea. It's in greater concentrations in high quality green tea. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean, you know, if you're buying green tea for a dollar or two a box, it's not going to have a lot of theanine in it. You probably have to spend in the neighborhood of $10 or more per box of green tea to get high concentrations. Theanine accounts for the flavor of green tea. So the more expensive green teas typically will have higher theanine, mainly because it tastes better. And that's how Japanese and Chinese growers of green tea really separate their product out for domestic and overseas use. Theanine functions like a neurotransmitter, even though it officially is not one. And it does have a couple of interesting qualities. One, it relaxes. Two, it improves mental focus. The only other things that I could think of that have both of those qualities are practices like yoga and meditation. And I hate to call it yoga in a pill or meditation in a pill, but L-theanine does have these two qualities, and it works wonderfully.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we have a bunch of things that Solgar is producing that can help sleep. We have the melatonin by itself. We have the Sweetest Dreams. And we have 5-HTP. And we should say a little bit more about 5-HTP.
Okay, we don't give it respect because it's been around so long.
That's true. It does, like Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. They don't get no respect. Okay. All right. So, Jack, what can we say about 5-HTP?
Well, 5-HTP is made in the body, from tryptophan, which, again, is kind of like the starting point in this whole process towards serotonin and melatonin. Tryptophan has many different roles. 5-HTP really goes in one direction, and that is toward the production of serotonin. And some of the research shows that it has antidepressant benefits, anti-anxiety effects. Certainly helps a lot of people get a good night's sleep. Again, when it comes to sleep, there's really a menu of options, and I think it behooves people to just do a little bit of background reading and to pick something they think might work for them.
Okay, that definitely is good advice. Okay, we're coming up to our next break, and when we come back, maybe we'll begin taking some phone calls. So if you have any questions about anything we've discussed, sleep, melatonin, give us a holler. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podella, our special guest Jack Challum. We'll all be back.
Factors contribute to how fast we age, including our genes, hormone levels, diet and exercise patterns. One other very important factor is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is abundant at birth, but it fades as we age. Hyaluronic acid is an important hydrating agent for tissue and is found in your joint synovial fluid, the eye's vitreous fluid, and your skin. It may also help protect the skin from the detrimental effects of excessive exposure to sunlight. Best hyaluronic acid is a highly bioavailable source of type 2 collagen, hyaluronic acid, and chondroitin sulfate, all of which are essential to maintain skin suppleness and elasticity. So if you're interested in starting a long-term skin health regimen, remember to ask for Best Hyaluronic Acid from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
And now, Doctor's Best Hyaluronic Acid is on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price.
WOR.
Wilner Chemist is proud to introduce the new Core Daily multivitamins from Country Life. The gender-specific Core Daily supports the nutritional needs of both men and women. Both formulations contain an array of nutrients, such as coenzymated B vitamins, that support energy metabolism. In addition to the target ingredients, such as organic whole cranberry and folic acid for women, and saw palmetto and pygium for men, both formulations contain 28 organic whole fruits, vegetables, and grains. Furthermore, the Core Multi provides full-spectrum probiotic and enzyme blends, along with aloe vera, to support healthy digestion. And these new and exciting multivitamins are easy to take, just one certified gluten-free tablet per day. Core Daily One for women and men from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And good afternoon. This report sponsored by Union Volkswagen, UnionVW.com, and BernardsvilleVW.com, your best choice for everything Volkswagen. Two locations equals twice the selection, service, and savings, UnionVW.com and BernardsvilleVW.com. Two separate accidents on the Long Island Expressway, delays in both directions between the Cross Island Parkway and Little Neck Parkway. Crossing the Hudson River, we've got 20 minutes inbound on the George Washington, 10 inbound at the Holland Tunnel, and a 10-minute delay for the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Trouble on the New Jersey Turnpike. Southbound before exit 11. It's a crash blocking at least one lane in the outer roadway. Traffic now diverted to the inner roadway. And another crash on the turnpike northbound at exit 8, now clearing to the shoulder. This report sponsored by Trustco Bank. Need a mortgage? Think Trustco Bank. Great savings, no points, no PMI, no tax escrow, no broker's fees. For more details, go to TrustcoBank.com. Trustco Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And that's WOR traffic.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at Wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And we're here on the Wilner Window discussing some sleep products made by the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. And we're going to take some of your questions at 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay, let's say hello to Janice calling from Queens. Hi, Janice.
Hi, I have a question for Jack Challum.
Okay.
My
My brother has sleep apnea, and he was given a CPAP, and he has real problems with it, and he stopped using it. And hearing you talk about the Solgar melatonin, the liquid, and maybe the 5-HT, I was wondering what would be the best combination or formulation for him to try.
I would probably start with the lower dose of the melatonin liquid, the 5 milliliters, which translates to 5 milligrams, and give that a try for a few days to a week and see what happens, and then consider going up to the higher dose. I would not go higher than the 10 milligram dose without a physician's supervision. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, no, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Okay, Janice, so the product, as I said, melatonin. Solgar makes this melatonin liquid. It's in a dropper bottle, and it is available at least it's available, I know, at Wilner Chemists and probably at a bunch of other health food stores as well.
But the best time to take it is right before bed or in the evening?
I would probably take it 1 to 2 hours before bed and just make sure that your brother isn't planning to drive anywhere, isn't using any knives in the kitchen or anything like that. Some people are much more sensitive to melatonin dosing than others, and I'm one of those sensitive people. If I have a very small amount, it'll knock me out pretty fast, and other people really need 9 or 10 milligrams a day.
Oh, okay.
What do we know about long-term taking that much? Are there any side effects?
It tends not to cause drowsiness in the morning if you're at the right dose. If you take too much, you might feel sleepy the next day. So really a good time to try this would be on a Friday night, assuming you're not working Saturday or Sunday, and just try to gauge the effect over the weekend when you could sleep in if you had to.
Okay. All right, Janice. Thanks.
Start with the 5 milligrams, right?
I would start with the 0.5 milliliter 5 milligram liquid. And again, the liquid gives you the advantage of being able to scale up very easily. And I think for a lot of people, it's better than just taking more capsules.
Yeah. It's a calibrated dropper.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, Janice, thanks for calling. 1-800-321-0710. That's how to reach us at the studios of WOR here in Lower Manhattan. Okay, Ellen from Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a lover of melatonin, but I'm like you, Jack, I guess, Jack. And I have zilch metabolism because a tiny bit works beautifully, all right? But I've been taking it for so long that I stopped taking it for about 2 weeks, and then I took some last night, only a half a milligram, and I feel like a zombie. I slept till, but I didn't take it until about 1:30 in the morning because I couldn't fall asleep.
Mm.
So what my question really is, should I be taking it at 5 o'clock in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon? But I also like to take sublingual, but maybe I should switch over to the liquid.
I think the reason you feel like a zombie is because you took it way too late and you woke up before your sleep cycle naturally finished. I really think that the key is trying to take it. It's not like a sleeping pill, it's best taken 1 to 2 hours before you go to bed.
But would then, say, 5 o'clock be too early if I go to bed at 10?
I wouldn't take the full dose at 5. I might take a partial dose at 5 and then another dose at about 8 to 9 o'clock.
But do you have the, say, 1 milligram? In the liquid, can I see a measure for 1 milligram?
I think Solgar has a 3 milligram product. It's really kind of a nugget you would have underneath your tongue.
Right, right.
You could probably carefully chop it in half. But you know, from what you said, you're as sensitive to it as I am, so that might be a bit much. I would, you know, try a small dose late afternoon and then the second dose between 8 and 9.
I have another question, too, because I've heard that light keeps one awake and then the melatonin doesn't work so well if you have lights on or if you're whatever. You know, do you find that?
Oh, yeah, that's a big issue. And I go into it in my latest book, which is it's called No More Fatigue.
Okay.
And you know, part of it is kind of like nutritional. Part of it is really an issue of preparing for bed, dimming the lights, turning off the TV, reading, listening to music. Basically, we were not really meant to kind of like go to sleep like turning the on switch to off. We do much better with kind of like a gradual dimming of the lights, so to speak. So, you know, come 8 o'clock at night, you know, I would turn off the TV. I would dim the lights, and basically just kind of like ease into sleep that way. And I think making these lifestyle habits really complements the use of a product like melatonin or
5-HTP.
Yeah,
would I take that just before bedtime, or 5-HTP to take melatonin?
Yeah, I would just try the melatonin since you're so sensitive to it. Mm-hmm. The 5-HTP might amplify the effect.
Okay.
At least in your case, because you're so sensitive.
Right.
Okay. And you know, if there's some things you want to see on TV at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, just tape them and watch them the next night.
I see. Yeah. Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying everything you're saying.
Okay,
and
thanks.
And that show is great. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. And let's talk to Ken from Freehold, New Jersey.
Hi, this is Ken from Freehold, New Jersey. Yeah, very interesting show. I'm actually on a different spectrum. I've had 4 major depressions, and actually the last time my doctor said I would have to be on medicine forever. You know, I'm on Zoloft, but I tried. I was taking 1-5-HTP in the morning, 1 GABA at lunchtime, and 2 tryptophans before I went to bed. Well, I guess I got into another depression, so I had to go back on Zoloft and an anxiety pill is needed. But my question is, what is there anything I can take now, or something I have to be careful? I mean, can I take melatonin to help me, or do I have to be careful if I'm on medication?
I think it becomes a little trickier when you're on medication, and I'd like Dr. Podell to step in here. I think, you know, when you're taking a drug like Zoloft or Prozac, you have to be a little more gingerly with adding the supplements, and you really would do best working with a physician who's a little more nutritionally oriented, who understands the supplements and has helped other patients really segue from the drugs to the supplements.
Yeah, the herbal product that's pretty good for depression but that doesn't interact well is St. John's wort. That changes the metabolism of a lot of different drugs. On the other hand, S-adenosylmethionine, which is terrific for depression, depression. I haven't seen any reports of interactions with any of the depression drugs, so that one could be taking both of those or just be taking SAMe. I think it's probably every bit as good as Prozac.
Okay, so what you're taking, the Zoloft now, Ken?
Or the Zoloft,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
Zoloft,
right now.
Okay, Zoloft increases tryptophan, all right, or serotonin, and that's what 5-HTP does. So you don't want to take the 5-HTP. You definitely don't want to do that.
Right, right,
okay.
Yes.
So you can't do that, 5-HTP or tryptophan, you can't take with the Zoloft.
Well, I think what I'm hearing from this conversation, I knew that there were dangers or you have precautions to take medication with the herbal stuff, is to look for a nutritionist or a doctor that's more aware of working with herbals and medicine, too?
Well, yes, although if you go on the Wilner website, and it's a little hard for me to follow through, but you want to get to the health notes section where they'll give you the information on which herbs interact with which medicines. Am I correct, Arnie?
Yeah, there's stuff there. Absolutely.
Right. Wait, is that?
Excuse me?
You go to Wilner.
Wilner.com.
Wilner.com.
And then there's a part that says research or something?
References.
Yeah.
You can, you know. But like I said, the main one as far as you go, as far as your supplements goes, are the you don't want to take the 5-HTP or tryptophan if you're taking Zoloft.
Right, right. I knew that was a danger. Now, I take a DHA, DHEA, a hormone. I take vitamin B complex. I take CLQ10 and fish oil and vitamin D. Those things shouldn't interact with anything, medication.
No, they're not a problem.
They should not be a problem. So I should be able to keep my supplements like that okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're in Freehold, I have an office in Somerset by New Brunswick, if that's of any value. That's far, but not too far.
What's the number? What's your number?
Oh, okay. Our office number is 908.
908-273-7770. 7770.
Right. Our main office is up in Summit, but we also have a second office in the New Brunswick area.
Oh, New Brunswick is closer.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
So is that the number you get? Oh, I could call this 908.
It's the same number goes to both.
Great. Maybe I can work with you on this then, because that would be very good.
Okay.
All right, Ken. Thanks
Thank
so
you so much.
Much for the call. All right. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages. The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's Full Spectrum Wild Alaskan Omega Soft Gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And right now, the entire Solgar line is 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of Beauty from Within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Oz Organics. Reserve Oz Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And Jack Chalam is still with us. And we're answering your questions here on the Wilner Window on WOR. News Talk Radio 710 WOR. That's the full name. How about that? And the number, 1-800-321-0710. Let's talk to Dave from Hackensack, New Jersey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Very interesting show. I'm an Ambien user.
Okay.
Because it works.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But the thing is, I my doctor gives me 10 milligrams, and what I'll do is some nights I'll take maybe a quarter of it. It seems to help me to kick into sleep, even if it's only about, you know, a little bit of it, where the organic stuff I've tried doesn't seem to. I melatonin just knocks me out. Valerian, it's like an LSD trip. I have weird dreams.
Now, what is that like?
It's
an LSD trip?
I can't vouch for that, but it's what I've heard. I get weird dreams from it, very strange dreams from Valerian. Of course, it may be the amount. So, Ambien, I'm wondering what are the bad side effects, or is it not so bad? I don't know. Works?
Yeah, it works. You tend to get used to it. Tend to have to take higher dosages.
I've never had that. See, I've been taking it for a couple of years. Has not happened.
Many people do fine with Ambien. However, there are always these reports of people getting up in the middle of the night and driving into the reflecting pool in Washington, and one famous congressman did that a few years ago.
May have been other substances.
There are certain people that react very badly to these things, and there does have some quasi-Valium-like habit-forming effect, which is part of the problem that people may need to escalate the doses. So many people can take it for years without a problem, but some people are going to get in trouble. And you really want to make sure that you use the lowest dose that does the job, and that sounds like what you're doing. Now, whether a natural product would work as well or would allow you to lower the dose even more, it's hit or miss, in that what works for one person doesn't work for another. So all the kinds of things that Jack was talking about, such as theanine or pharmagaba or valerian root or melatonin in higher doses, those are all possibilities. You really would have to see if they do it for you.
Well, what chemically mimics Ambien the most out of those products you talked about?
They all do, but not they all do. The melatonin doesn't, but that's not the way to think about it, because it's sort of a myth that we understand it well enough to say, oh, we want GABA, so we'll get something with GABA. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. It's really a trial and error.
So just get some of these products. What kind of trial should you give them? A week, 2 weeks, a month? To find out if they're really doing it or not?
Well, obviously, you don't want to go sleepless for a month.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, he said you could take this with the other
Okay, most of the runs have their effect that night. But something, like say, like valerian probably needs 2 weeks to see its full effect. Is Jack still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking melatonin. Melatonin often has its effect that night. Jack, does melatonin have a greater effect if you take it for a few weeks?
I think it tends to hold pretty steady, at least among the people it works for.
And can you take this stuff with the Ambien?
I would do that only under a physician.
Yeah, okay. By and large, you can.
Okay, Ambien is a hypnotic.
Yeah.
It's what they call a sedative hypnotic. It's like a barbiturate, really, except it's not as habit forming.
Right. That's what it is.
So that's what it does. It slows down brain activity and slows down all activity, as a matter of fact. And that's what some of the side effect could be too, because it just slows down. You want it to slow down your brain activity, but you're not sure about the rest of your activity.
So the L-theanine does that as well, right?
The L-theanine is more of a relaxer.
Yeah, it's not really. L-theanine is not habit forming, and it's not really a barbiturate, even though it does have some GABA effects.
It's really things that you need to try. Where you would start, you could start, as Jack said earlier, you could start with melatonin if you want to stop the Ambien. You could start now. You said melatonin knocked you out.
Yeah.
What do you think Ambien does?
But I mean the next day too.
Right. So in that case, maybe a lower dose.
Yeah,
of melatonin.
But there you have to play with the dose. You know what dose lets you sleep but knocks you out? So just cut back a drop from that dose.
And you suggest the liquid, right?
Well, it's just easier to change dosages. You know, if you want to take 5 milligram, you take 5. If you want to take 4 milligram, you take 4.
Okay.
You know, it's just easier to titrate the dose. That's all.
Okay. Thanks for the information.
Okay. Good
Appreciate
luck. I think a little context here might help, guys. There's a concept which I know you're both familiar with in nutritional biochemistry called biochemical individuality. And this really just stems from genetic differences, anatomical differences, biochemical differences between us. And in the realm of trying to resolve sleep issues, this is really one of the best examples of biochemical individuality in that some things will work for one person but not for another. Something else will work for those people but won't work for the first group. And so this requires a little bit of experimenting. The good news with sleep issues is when you find something that works, it's going to work within a few days to 2 weeks.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Alyssa from Bayonne, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but my first name is Alyssa.
Alyssa, okay.
My question is, I take Zoloft, and it works great for me. I've been taking it for many years. Back in, like, 89, I had a severe emotional trauma, and the only thing that brought me out of it was Zoloft. Now, as far as my insurance goes, they want me to take the generic. I did take the generic at one time for 6 months. It does nothing for me. Uh-huh. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, Alyssa, you said?
Yeah, I can comment on it after the break.
Okay, we have to take a break here, but if you want to hang out till after the top of the hour, we'll get back to you. Now you're going to hear about stevia.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Our chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And actually, tomorrow at the Park Avenue store from 12 to 3, we're going to have a demo of stevia. You'll be able to try all the different stevias, and we'll have that great deal. Buy one and get one at whatever price it was. Okay, in either case, we'll be back at about 5 minutes after 3. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. We have to take a little break so you can listen to the news and weather and all of that sort of stuff. And please remember that we have loads and loads of sales going on. You can order at the store, of course, through the catalog. We'll be back. Stay tuned, please.